Let's start our webinar now. Good afternoon and good evening to everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo APAC Hub webinar on the topic Rundown of Regional IGF, What Are the Takeaways? Held on Tuesday, 6th of September 2016 at 0500 UTC. We'll not be doing a roll call as it's a webinar, but if I could please remind all participants on the phone bridge, as well as computers, to mute your speakers and microphones, as well as state your name. Thank you all for joining, and I'll now turn it over to our at-large regional affairs manager, Silvia Vivanco. Thank you very much. Over to you, Silvia.
Thank you very much, Yashin. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the AP Rallo APAC Hub webinar on the rundown of regional IGF. What are the takeaways? This webinar is our eighth webinar being developed jointly between the AP Rallo and ICANN's APAC Hub and at-large staff since 2015, and is part of the implementation of the AP Rallo ICANN APAC Hub pilot framework. The objective of this webinar is to provide you with an overview of the recently concluded 2016 Asia-Pacific Regional Internet Governance Forum, APRIGF. The highlights of the 2016 APRIGF, such as the synthesis document and the takeaways. It will also provide you with a brief update on the capacity building initiative in this forum and the Asia-Pacific region. Our speakers today are Janice Lee, member of our LS NetMission.Asia and Director of Corporate Development at .Asia. She is responsible for organizational management and developing growth strategies, which include seeking partnership for both business and community side of work. She is engaged in policy and internet governance discussions, especially on promoting the youth engagement and capacity building. Kelvin Wong, Kelvin is ICANN's Head of Outreach and Public Responsibility for Asia-Pacific. As a member of the Global Stakeholder Engagement Team based in Singapore, Kelvin is responsible for engaging ICANN's various stakeholders in the Asia-Pacific region, identifying strategic priorities for the Singapore Hub, and is part of the region's core team to chart policy and strategy. I would like to review some housekeeping rules now. This webinar is interactive. Please make your comments, ask questions. Staff will note your questions and will note if you have your hand raised. And they will be answered by presenters at the end of the webinar. Also, each presenter will ask you a few questions after their presentations. They are called the pop quiz questions. You may be familiar with them. In the past, we have used this. And there will be a Q&A session at the end of the webinar. Please, those AP Rallo members and participants who attended the APRIF, please share with us your takeaways, your opinions, your comments. And please stay with us at the end of the webinar to complete a survey which will be distributed through the AC room. We ask you to answer only 4 questions, 4 minutes. Your feedback is very important for us to develop better webinars according to your needs. We thank our speakers very much for your participation in this webinar today. And over to you, Janice, to start. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. This is Janice, and thanks, Sylvia, for the introduction. And I guess my slides will be put up very soon. And, well, thanks for the invitation, I mean, for me to share with the AP Rallo colleagues and the APRIGF. So as mentioned, so .Asia, we have been helping with the APRIGF initiative since it started from 2010. And so we have been always supporting as we secretariat all along, and we're actually happy to continue forward. So today, I guess, briefly introduce what is the APRIGF for some of you here that may not have heard about it before or may not have attended any of the conferences before. So, and then I will briefly talk about what has been happened in
this year, 2016, and the Taipei meeting, and then highlight some of the workshops that are more related or relevant to the ALSs, and then talk about the synthesis document exercise that we have been doing this year as well, and some of the takeaways that how ARS can also contribute and then join this process. So to begin with, APRIGF stands for Asia Pacific Regional Internet Governance Forum, and it is one of the key platforms that we bring to multi-stakeholders around within the Asia Pacific region together to discuss and identify issues that are more pertaining to our region, and we are hoping to advance the IG discussions as a whole in our region and also bring it to the global discussions as well. And yeah, so this APRIGF is entirely a community and consensus-driven initiative on a voluntary basis. So everyone is welcome, and hope this platform will like bring collaborations among the region on various aspects. And alongside with this APRIGF, actually we have the Youth IGF Camp running in parallel every year as well as it since the beginning. And so we consider it a very important element of the Asia-Pacific Regional IGF as well, which to engage youth and our next generation on this internet governance discussion. And the Youth IGF Camp part is facilitated by the NetMission team. So a little bit history of the APRIGF. So we started in 2010 in Hong Kong. It was after the IGF Shamashat in Egypt. So there were a few Asia-Pacific leaders participating in the process of feeling that actually way back there are not much voices or not much AP participation on a global level yet. So we are thinking to bring this to our region and hoping to encourage more participation on discussion. So that's why, that's how we started. So the first few years, actually, from Hong Kong, Singapore, and Tokyo, the scales of the conference is relatively smaller compared to right now. So it used to be a 1 or 2 day event, but right now we're more formalized with the growing committees and also becoming the 4 day conferences plus a more robust and comprehensive agenda. So we have been rotating around the region. So you can see this year is already the 7th meeting, so next year is going to be the 8th. And so we have the multi-stakeholder steering group, which we call MSG, to really oversee the organizational work of the APRIGF and also support and coordinate on the various aspects and also serve as the bridge actually between the communication between the global IGF and our regional community. So we have an operating principle, which is basically with several key elements that we emphasize on is the openness, transparency, and multi-stakeholder cooperation. So all the MSG members have to promote and encourage dialogue of the internet governance-related issues within it, and so everyone is actually welcome to join if they're interested and also willing to commit to the discussions and also the time for organizing the conference itself. And they have, if they are coming from AP region, so if they agreed with and aligned with the operating principles, then they are welcome to join the MSG as well. So actually some of the AP Rebel members here are also on the MSG of APRIGF as well, which they may be able to add on and share a little bit more after my presentation, I guess. So currently our MSG, you can actually look at our website and APRIGF.Asia, you can see a list of the MSG members. So we currently have 85 members so far, and under the MSG, we have some committees formed for different purposes. So we have the program committee to develop the agenda of the conference every year, and then we have the fellowship committee and also the drafting committee for the synthesis document, and then election committee. So the MSG will help monthly or bi-weekly teleconference calls and also have face-to-face meetings twice a year, one at the APSOAR retreat and another one during the APRICOT, and the other one is in during the APR IGF meeting, and also the Global IGF meeting. All the meeting archives are actually online as well, which you can check out as well. So you can basically see right now the technical community and also the civil society is the majority of the MSG. So just a little bit updates about what has happened in 2016. So this year, the house is NIIEPA, which is also one of the ARS of APRALO. And we're very glad to actually have the support from the government, from the Taipei government, the Ministry of Transportation and Communication. So this year, we have a four-day event as well, held in July from 26th to 29th. The first day, day zero, is the capacity building event, which is supported by ICANN, the APAC Hub. So Kelvin will update that later on as well during his presentation, which is called the APILP event. So this year we have it held at the convention center in Taipei, and with over 300 attendees coming from 26 countries, which is quite a good number as well, including the youth IGF participants. And this year we have 30 parallel sections and full plenaries held, and with 110 speakers. So one of the highlights this year is actually the fellowship program that that we're starting in the second year, that actually helped to really enhance the diversity of the participation and helping some of the speakers to come if they need financial help. So that's one of the things that we're actually hoping to continue next year as well. That so we encourage the APRALO members to also try to apply for it. And so this is some of the photos of the youth IGF. So we have actually a quite good number of regional participation this year, because we have a total of 50 students joining. So 21 of them are from Philippines, and 4 of them are coming from Thailand, and 1 is from Malaysia, and then the 24 are from local Taipei students. So we're actually getting a more a regional scope as well for the youth IGF, which is a good development. So they actually come together to have some role play of the multi-stakeholder model and to discuss some of the topics, and then they go out to attend some of the main conferences sections and to provide input on the actual workshop, which is the integration of the youth IGF components in the main conference as well. So this one is the agenda, just to show you like how our program looks like. So basically you can see like 3 parallel sections happening together at one time, and then we have the opening plenaries. And I just want to highlight the synthesis document discussions at the end of each day. So it is a new experiment since the Macau meeting that we're trying to get a town hall sections together for the synthesis document, and for all the attendees to actually come together and comment on kind of an output document as such. So just some statistics on the workshops and proposals. So I forgot to put down the main theme this year. So actually the main theme for this meeting is a new internet era and merging physical space with cyberspace. So we have about 7 sub-themes here. So it included the future of impact of internet transition, which is certainly one of the very concerned topic of ICANN's community. And then we also have the security, human rights, and impact of international agreements and policies, and universality, cyber connectivity, and also the multi-stakeholder model, and some others, and more internet governance in general, this section. So this year, actually, we have very good response from the community, that we received 94 workshop proposals in total. And then as the program committee trying to accommodate as much as we can, so we accepted a total of 40 proposals, and some of them merged together to form all these 30 parallel sections together. So some of these section highlights, actually, so there was a section organized by Saki, which I believe is also a member of APRAL also, is about the domain name industry as a new revenue stream for service providers in Asia-Pacific. So it is mainly about, like, because the new GTLE is coming up, and there was a survey from the staff that the awareness in the Asia region actually is 20 points stronger than other region, I think. So it's actually a great opportunity for business and startups in some of the developing countries to actually tap into this market, and that was what the section about. And then the other one is about the multi-stakeholder approaches in general and how that links and how that's deeper in different contexts or within the regional and local context. So I think the multi-stakeholder discussions is actually in general related to all the accountability discussions and some of the ICANN concerns, as the multi-stakeholder model is one of the core elements of the ICANN community. And then the third one is actually is really about the IANA transition and how to maintain the multi-stakeholder participation even after the transition. So if you click, actually I think you can click on the link so you can actually see the summary proposals and also the summary reports there. So it was the session speakers actually discussed about how the PTI model and the proposal, and they were concerned about the Asian participation in throughout the process and how that we can ensure more representation will be there in the future, so to ensure that we were not missed out. And also there are some workshops about like child online safety, and I think that's more related to probably the new GTLDs about the safeguards of some of the domains, whether the registry should be like implementing some of the safeguards, which I think it will be relevant to ALS as well, that we can have more reference on other discussions on the topic, and also there are discussions on intermediaries as well, which is relevant, I guess, it's the registry and domain operators of that. And the other two sessions are organized by Kelvin. The APAC Hub is about the APAC outreach, and also the IDNs and implications for the next billion. So actually, there are more sections online with all the archives available on the 2016.abrigf.asia that you can check out. And these are just some of the topics that I think is more relevant. And as I said, so the process of the entire APRIGF from submitting a workshop proposals and also choosing the workshop is entirely based on the community, which so I think is very good to see APRIGF members can also participate in the process to shape the agenda and also share some of the ICANN community's discussion topics and to engage a wider civil society or at-large members from the other communities through APRIGF. I think it will be a good platform. So the next item is about the synthesis document, which is actually a very big thing coming out from the APRIGF. So it's actually the second year that we were trying to do this. So the first one was started in Macau, 2015. The whole experiment was hoping to actually engage a wider Asia-Pacific community to join us on the IG discussion, not just the attendees coming. In the hope of having some output or come, then we have put together this document, everyone are welcome to contribute their comments. So last year in Macau, it was the first time, so this year we have included more public comment periods to allow more people to join the process and comment. So you can see, there was a drafting committee formed at the beginning of before the conference earlier this year, and so they're responsible to actually put together this document based on the community contributions. And so we have opened up a public comment platform like the Matt Mandel server that you have seen on the last screen. And and there were a total of 156 comments received online. So before the conference, we actually have opened up the thematic comment submission based on the themes that we have the couple of submission from the communities in any format that they would like to they would like us to include to create a draft. So after that, we have opened up the public comment on draft zero. And then during the on-site conference sections, we have these town hall sections that everyone commented the mic. It's kind of like a public forum of the ICANN meeting to comment on the document and then input and then provide the inputs. And then we also have the online public comment open flow for draft one from July 21st to August 5th. And after the conference, we have come out with the second draft, the public comment second draft, and then we open for another almost about 3 weeks or so. So it's actually the final document. The drafting committee is still working on it, so it's targeted to be released by the 9th of September, which is the coming up today. So it will be uploaded to the 2016 website as well, and also the main website. So please stay tuned. And even though the comment period has passed, but we hope you can also share with the wider community as well on our output. And we'll also submit that to the Global IGF Secretariat for their intersectional work on the Connecting Next Billion as a contribution. So I think the whole idea of the synthesis document is really hoping to document some of the relevant issues or priorities that the community think that are very important for our region, and hope that we can share it around with relevant global discussions as well. And also in document actually also emphasis a lot on the SDGs set forth by the United Nations for the 2030 agenda. So you can also take a look online at the draft too if you're interested. So it's comment.aprigf.asia. So next year coming up, so we will be the local host will be Elder, cctlv.au. It will be in Melbourne. The date is tentative. It's targeted to be October, but is not finalized yet, so we'll update that later on as well. And please stay tuned to submit your workshop proposal and also apply for fellowship, which we think will be open as well this year. If you cannot, you really cannot come, so remote participation is also available, so I think we really welcome everyone to join the process. And so these are also some other areas that you can join us. So if you just want to receive news from us, then you can subscribe to announce at aprigf.asia. And if you want to join the community to really share any updates or discuss the issues with other stakeholders, then you can join to discuss at aprigf.asia. And if you are willing to commit more time and helping to make decision, I mean, join the decision-making process, so please also join us for the MSG, and if you're interested, just drop me an email at aprigf.asia. And lastly, I mean, if you have any local IGF initiatives that are already organizing every year, then please do contact us as well, that we're actually very glad to be connected with you and see how we can have more strength linkage between them and how we can contribute to each other. So yeah, feel free to just contact us. And I guess that's it for mine. And lastly, as I'm asked to provide a pop quiz, so I guess I'll pass the time to Sylvia.
Hello, Yannis. Thank you very much. This is Nishan speaking. I'll now go ahead and read your quiz questions, and I will wait for you to answer them. So our first question is, who can join the MSG of APRIGF? Anyone within Asia-Pacific and interested on internet governance issues, acknowledged and adopted the operating principles of MSG, or government officials from Asia-Pacific countries only, or anyone interested on internet governance. Please catch your words now. And the correct answer, Yanis, please. So anyone actually reside in Asia Pacific and interested in internet governance issues, and you must adopt the operating principles as well, then you can join the NFC.
Thank you very much. Let me so move on to our second question now. The second question is it only APRIGF attendees can comment on the synthesis document? Is it a yes or a no? Please catch your words now. And the correct answer is
yeah, so everyone are welcome to provide your input.
Oh, thank you very much. So this was the end of our pop quiz section. And back over to you, Yanis.
Well, I think we are having the Q&A at the end. That's the end of my sharing.
Thank you. Thank you, this is Silvia. Thank you very much, Yanis. And now I turn it over to Kelvin to start his presentation.
Hi, it is Kelvin. Can you hear me?
Yes. Very
Hi,
right.
Kelvin. I can perfectly hear you.
Okay, great. Hi, this is Kelvin Wong from APEC Hub. I think we're very lucky to have Yanis give this update to us because in the core team of the Secretariat for APRGF, and once again, I'd like to congratulate her and team for a job well done for the APRGF 2016. For my part of the presentation, I will just dive a little bit deeper into what ICANN did in APRGF, and I'll also share a bit about what we did in terms of capacity building for APRGF and also in the region. This is the agenda. Well, ICANN is a sponsor as well as a member of the Multi-Stakeholder Steering Group, the MSG, for APRGF. And if you saw our APEC newsletter, we have sent a lineup of these people that you see in the photos to this very key regional event for us. Our involvement in the APRGF workshop is, as you can see, I think Yanis also mentioned a bit about this. As organizers, we have organized the Asia Pacific Internet Leadership Program, or the APILP, in day zero of APRGF. Two other programs that we organized are the Overcoming Challenges in APEC Outreach and Participation, as well as Internationalized Domain Names, IDNs. I'll speak to this in the next few slides. As speakers, we are also invited to several sessions, as you can see below. Now, first, I'll just talk a little bit about the first workshop that we organized, which is the Overcoming Challenges in Outreach and Engagement. Just a little bit, just a few photos to share the actual proceedings. We actually experimented with a new format. We broke the audience into small groups, and this small group discussions were led by panelists. We had panelists from Facebook, Google, ISOC, and others. And the topic, again, was on the unique challenges in APEC faced by both organizers like ICANN or .Asia or ISOC, which faces challenges in outreach, and also by the community in facing challenges in terms of participation in some of these events that we organize. So we divided the group, well, the audience, into three subgroups. These are language culture challenges, system tool challenges, and the need for capacity building. I'll explain a bit about what we got out of this this workshop. So the most important thing I wanted to share is that with this tweak in the session format, this was a like I said, this was a new format that we tried, and usually the sessions would be made of panelists with each sharing a presentation of their own. So what we did was to break them up in small groups, and the result was that the participants actually became a very active part of this discussion, and everyone participated and contributed. This was the greatest takeaway for me, and I think it was a useful format that I think we within APAC and even in APRGF as well. Well, some insights on the substantive discussions at this workshop is that there's a theme for private discussions rather than public debate, and that for some stakeholder groups, such as government, a formal invitation may be required for them to speak up. Otherwise, they do not feel empowered to speak up. Next, sensitivity to access issues, such as high cost of data and slow speed in certain regions, will actually form the impediment for participation in some of these regions and sub-regions. Also, there's the lack of local content may lead to vicious cycle in terms of passivity and also the ignorance or lack of participation in certain economies. While these are just some of the highlights of the insights that we got from the small group discussion, I've shared the link to the APRGF archive, as you can see there. I'm sorry, it's a bit small. And also the video archive of the Adobe Connect recording of this particular workshop. So for those who are interested, please click on the link to access it and take a look for yourself. Overall, I thought that everyone had fun talking through the issues and also getting the situation in their respective economies on the floor and to share with everyone. So I enjoyed myself. The next one is internationalized domain names and implications for the next billion. IDNs are domains that can be represented in local scripts, and at ICANN we support this work strongly by working with local communities to come together to establish the generation panels. And these generation panels are responsible for defining rules for forming the IDNs. So we have at the AP Railo APAC Hub webinar an earlier webinar on IDNs as well. So if you can go to the community page to access the appropriate webinar, you could also get, for those who are not familiar with IDNs, you can also get a good roundup of what IDNs are all about. So at this particular workshop in APRGF, we had some of the generation panel leads come up and speak about the unique challenges in forming the panels and in their work, as well as the collaboration across the community panels. Hello? Okay. I'm hearing some static on my side. I'm not sure if okay. Good. All right. So we had a good Q&A session. I will be brief about this as well. Some of the highlights are that there was a question asked, can more languages be added? And the answer is that the future proposals can be accommodated for more scripts to be added. And there was also a question on whether there was a good uptake of IDN CLDs. Well, Kenny Huang, the co-chair of the Chinese Generation Panel, had this splendid answer that I hope you can access the video archive for. Basically, the idea is that our aim is to provide for the next billion by building the infrastructure for such a usage. We will be able to see more demand. We'll be able to expect more demand with greater maturity of this program. And what we're doing is essentially preparing for the future. I urge you to take a look at the video from the session to have a very good view on what the discussion is all about. So I'll go on quickly to the capacity building, the APRGF. This time round, it was done in a full day, day zero, and we call it the Asia-Pacific Internet Leadership Program, APRLP. Well, this ICANN is the secretariat in supporting this program, and the chair is Professor Ang Peng Hua, who is from the Singapore Institute, Singapore Internet Research Center, based in Singapore. Just a few photos to let you have an idea of the what happened in the APIOP. As you can see, for the morning session, we had 100 participants. Thanks to the YRGF participants, we had 60 of them joining. And we were also joined by newcomers, other youths, as well as fellows from the APIRGF Fellowship Program. Now, the idea for this really is to provide a primer for people, especially newcomers, coming to the APIRGF main conference. And so we had a diverse group of speakers speaking to the following topics: on internet governance, how the internet works, internet users' rights, human rights, as well as new technologies such as IoT and policies in Uber, for example. This program is set to continue into 2017, and we do look forward to your attendance in APIRGF. So for newcomers within this group and to the ALSs out there, do take a look, look forward to this program. I think it will be, again, day zero within the APIRGF program. Again, I'm going to talk a bit about the Asia Pacific Internet Governance Academy that was held last month. This is not part of the APIRGF program, but I'm using this opportunity to share with you what we did in Seoul. So I think there were some of attendees here who have attended the APIGA program, as we call it. I'll just run through it very quickly. This was an initiative under ICANN, HISA MOU, and we had a rigorous program of 25 hours of online course and 5 days in-person program for 20 APAC youths and 30 local Korean youths. Now, this was a regional initiative that matched our goals for building capacity within the APAC region, as well as for engaging the youth. Some of the participants actually were also selected for the Next Gen program that will happen in Hyderabad in ICANN 57. Now, some of these topics at APIGA covered the history of internet governance ecosystem, internet infrastructure, new technologies, for example. And the ICANN topics covered about one-third of this program. And in this picture, I think you can also see Satish from the AP Railo. This is also part of the collaboration with AP Railo, where we had Satish to come up to APIGA to speak as a speaker. We are already receiving some requests from some of these participants to share materials for their own outreach and for their own event planning. And some are wanting to also to be involved in other regions and global IG events and in ICANN. Now, I thank, first of all, the our partners who partners us in this event, ISOC, APNIC.Asia, and different CCTLDs in APAC. And also, we wanted to say that this is not a one-off event. We hope to have continuity in engagement so that the promising youth can become the next leaders and can voice out for APEC. Now, this brings me to near the end of my presentation. I wanted to leave some time to talk about this particular slide, as well as to hear from everyone else what are your takeaways from the APIRGF as well. Before that, I wanted to let everyone know that we hope you can be a part of this program, or better, have your own program so that we can join you as well. Now, how do you do that? Of course, we have. You can be an ambassador for ICANN by reaching out to your own local groups and communities by using some of these available resources. Now, we have the ICANN localization toolkit with a link there, and with that, is a deck of slides about ICANN and about some of our key programs that you could use and translate into your own languages. Some of them are already translated into the languages such as Bahasa, Korean, Chinese. For those of you who have heard me before, I'm sorry that I sound like a broken record, but this is one of the initiatives that we have embarked on. The APIGA, which is the Asia Pacific Internet Governance Academy that I explained earlier in my slide, you can find more details about the program as well as the materials that was used in this academy in the following link, 2016apiga.org. Some of the other available resources, I've taken the liberty of using the ISOC link as well. It has a great resource on organizing your local IG event. It's a toolkit that explains step-by-step how you should do this. So if this is not enough, do reach out to us to see how we can point you to even more available resources, either within ICANN or outside. So just reach out to us at apechhub@icann.org. Okay. That's the end of the presentation. I think we have a pop quiz.
Thank you very much, Calvin. This is Yishim speaking. Yes, let me move on to our pop quiz questions. It will now appear on the right-hand side of our AC room. Yes, here is our question. For the APR IGF Zero, Asia-Pacific Internet Leadership Program, you must be a selected leader, YIGF participant, or fellow to join. Is it a yes or a no? Please catch your votes now. And the correct answer, Calvin, is?
The answer is no, actually. Anybody who is a newcomer or otherwise can join this Day Zero program. I said this program because I have been asked more than once about this as well. So do free to join us. You need to, well, as per the APRGF program itself, you do need to indicate. Well, you don't have to. There is a registration page that allows you to indicate your attendance for this event as well. So there you go. Thank you. I'll pass it over to you, Sylvia.
Thank you, Kelvin. Thank you very much for this very interesting presentation. So now we'll go to the questions and answers. So please be so kind to raise your hand or write your questions on the chat. And I will be happy to read them aloud if you are not able to speak. So if you wish to comment, if you were a participant in the meeting, please share with us your takeaways. So I'm looking at the chat now. I do not see any hands raised yet. Okay, I see a comment. I'm going to read it. Satish Babu, he says, I was very fortunate to attend both APRIGF and APIGA. Both were great programs and very good examples of communities working with ICANN at the regional level. I hope these initiatives continue in the future as well. Cheryl, agree, totally Satish. I see someone else is typing. A question from Pam. In terms of capacity building, how do you measure success? Maybe who would like to answer, Kelvin or Janice or both? Perhaps Kelvin?
maybe I'll try to take this question. This is an excellent question, and we are at APEC Hub trying to see how we can start measuring how this some of these youths, for example, join us in this program. This will have to assume that they are newcomers in this program. how they have followed ICANN meetings, for example, or regional meetings, and how they have developed into a leader, for example, being part of the community or leading the community in a particular work group, or be part of the SO or AC. So at APEC Hub, we are trying to do this right now, and I'm very happy to hear from the community or from the experts out there if you have experience with this, and if you have something that you would like to share with us. This is something that I'm very, very interested to hear.
Thank you very much for that answer. And Janice, please.
Yeah, just very brief answer. So regarding capacity building, so actually, I mean, for APR IGF and both use IGF, we're trying to actually, we were recently discussing a lot about the sustainability and how can we engage the alumni of the fellows and also the and the youth IGF participants. So we are actually very glad to see that some of the fellows of the APR IGF this year and last year, actually they continue to contribute to the community by joining MSG and also coming to the APR IGF itself afterwards and also joining the synthesis document drafting committee. So I think in terms of capacity building, these are some of the measurable success of the program, as Calvin also mentioned. And so we are trying to actually get to organize the Youth IGF alumni to really discuss and see how we can to make them continue maybe to be the organizer of the next year. So these are some of the plans that is under development. Yeah.
Thank you, Janice. And Pam says, that is under participation or under representation, a problem with capacity or something else? Who would like to answer that?
Perhaps this is Calvin here. Perhaps I'd like to seek greater clarity on the question by Pam.
Okay, Sam, perhaps you can clarify. And in the meantime, I can read Maureen's comment, who is not able to speak now. And she says, I attended the APREF. It was a great opportunity to network and to enhance my understanding of what is important in the region overall, especially my involvement in the development of the synthesis document. This has been a great initiative for getting input from across the region on what is important in the area of internet governance. I see more people are writing, so just give me 1 second until I see their questions.
Okay. While I think Jaron is typing and Pam is typing as well, I think what we see in the region is let me try to see if I got Pam correct. One of the reasons for underparticipation or underrepresentation could be the an issue of capacity as well. Basically, people feeling that they need to know more before they speak out, and that is something it's also to do with culture in this part of the world, that we need to feel that we need want to have all the information that there can be before we reasonably feel that we can say something. So in that respect, I think that building capacity in this region would contribute a lot to having the regions speak up and trying to solve the under-participation or under-representation issue that we have. I'm not sure. That's my attempt to answer Pam's question. I'm not sure if I got you right.
Thank you, Kelvin. I believe so. Actually, I am reading Jaron's comments, and he said the capacity in the context of areas such as APREF requires building understanding and confidence of the issues. As the capacity is built, people can feel more comfortable to participate. And then he further says, of course, capacity can also be about building certain technical expertise. That area we are filling the gap with training to direct stakeholders, network operators, groups, NGOs, etc. Thank you for those comments.
Thank you, Gerald. I can't help but, this is Kelvin again, I'm sorry for hogging the mic, but I can't help but share one of these reads that I saw over the past week, I think, which is that I think there was some research to show that we learn the most out of the most basic questions. So if somebody in the class asks a very basic question, I think you learn more from that than somebody who is who asks a question that is bordering on nitpicking. So what I observe in the Asia-Pacific region is that people are generally averse to asking basic questions because they are shy or that they feel that we're not value-adding too much in asking a basic question, so why ask? You know, so that is something that I think has to change in this region. Just my two cents.
Excellent comment, Kelvin. And I see Cherry says that maybe a gap analysis may be worthy of effort. Okay, so maybe we already discussed this issue. I don't see any other comment or questions. Please raise your hands if you want to make a comment, share some experiences. Holly's typing, so we'll leave a minute to see. Very informative, thank you. So if I don't see more questions today, if Sofia Morales is typing, Pam, okay, multiple attendees, let me see, please, if there are some comments. Janusz, Sofia. Okay, Janusz, thank you.
Oh, they're all saying thank you.
Okay, I think everybody's thanking our great speakers for today's webinar, and I joined them too. Thank you very much, and thank our colleagues from the Asia Pac Hub who have joined us today as well. So now we'll go over to the survey. Please stay with us. We have only 4 questions, and they are very important for us to develop more webinars according to your needs. Over to you, Yashin.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. This is Yashin. Okay, now it's our best part of the webinar, our survey questions. I'll now read out the questions. Our first question is, in your opinion, is the webinar well-structured? Yes, it is well-structured. No, it's not well-structured. It can be better structured. Please catch your words now. Thank you very much for your answer. I'll now move on to our second question. Overall, were you satisfied with the webinar? Extremely satisfied? Satisfied? Moderately satisfied? Slightly satisfied? Or not satisfied at all? Please catch your votes now. Thank you very much for your answer. Let's move on to our third question. Our third question is, what topics would you like ICANN to cover for future webinars? Registry ongoing operations, contractual compliance, registrar accreditation, policy updates. Please catch your votes now.
Thank you very much for this as well, and I'll now move on to our last question. Our last question. Any other comments or feedback? Please type your answer in the blank space and do not forget to click the icon next to it to send your answer. I will be waiting for 1 or 2 minutes for the answer. And while people are sending their feedback, I would like to now turn it back over to Sylvia. Over to you, Sylvia. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Yashin. So just I would like to thank again our colleagues, Meisha Park, for the collaboration and organizing this webinar, and to all APRALO and Asia Pacific members who have joined the webinar today. And we'll continue working on more webinars according to your needs. And thank you very much. Now the webinar is now adjourned. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, everyone.
Now adjourned. So they will now be disconnected. Thank you very much for your participation and have a lovely rest of the day. Bye-bye.